An Indonesian woman who was accused of killing the North Korean leader's half-brother has been released from custody in Malaysia after the murder charge against her was dropped. Siti Aisyah and a Vietnamese woman were accused of poisoning Kim Jong-nam with a toxic nerve agent at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport 2 years ago. Samisha Naidu is a journalist in Malaysia and joins us to explain. Samisha, thank you for your time. Why did prosecutors drop the murder charges?
Well, no formal reason was given, but a press conference by the Indonesian High Commission in Malaysia at a press conference that they revealed that they had actually been working to secure Siti Aisyah's freedom for some time. In fact, they gave out copies of letters exchanged between their law and human rights minister and Malaysia's attorney general. No date has been disclosed, but Indonesia's law and human rights minister actually wrote to Malaysia's attorney general asking for Siti Aisyah to be released on several grounds, including to take into consideration the good relations between Malaysia and Indonesia, the fact that they believe she was deceived, had no intention to kill Kim Jong-nam, and had no profit or benefit to gain from murdering him. Now, in a letter that was given to reporters, Malaysia's Attorney General responded on March 8th, saying that they had taken all this into consideration, including these good relations, and had decided to withdraw the charges against Siti Aisyah. So that evidently, that whole exchange and these good relations between Malaysia and Indonesia played some part in this decision.
Okay, but we understand that Siti Aisyah is yet to be fully acquitted. What does her lawyer say?
Well, the trial had actually already established a prima facie case, and so prosecution says that she can be recalled if any fresh evidence emerges. So she's not fully acquitted, even though her lawyers have tried for this. The prosecution says if anything new comes up, they will be calling her back. So far, it has been a question of trying to prove what Siti Aisyah and Duranti Huang had to gain from killing Kim Jong-nam. There is evidence suggesting that there is CCTV footage allegedly showing them at the venue, allegedly showing them with their hands, palms facing outward as if they had the VX nerve agent on their hands. There's also forensic evidence that was lab analysis of their clothes that showed that there were traces of this VX nerve agent on their clothing. I've been following the case from the start, and the evidence had been more heavy, had been leaning more towards Dawn's side in terms of she was the one caught on camera. She was the one who had more VX nerve agent found on her palms and so on. So it depends on how the case moves forward, whether or not Siti Aisyah is called back.
How has Indonesia responded to today's news?
Sorry?
How has Indonesia responded to today's news?
Indonesia has welcomed the move. They say that this is the pinnacle of efforts that they have been trying to put forth for the past 2 years. Indonesia is facilitating Siti Aisyah's return to the country. So this is very much a welcome move for the country.
A woman from Vietnam is still on trial for murder. What's her defence?
She, like Siti Aisyah, had long maintained that they were set up, that this was all part of a scheme, that they were pawns. Because it's not just Siti Aisyah and Duranti Huang who were charged here. There were four others at large, four North Korean men who have also been charged in absentia for this crime. Now, both the lawyers for Siti Aisyah and Duranti Huang, the Vietnamese woman who's still on trial here, have maintained that they were roped in by these four North Korean men, that they had no idea what they were doing, that they were actually going to kill a man. They thought they were part of a prank show. So what we understand is that Don's lawyers have actually asked for an adjournment of the case pending their own appeal to the Attorney General, because they want their client to also be to have the charges against her dropped, and court will resume on Thursday pending that outcome.
Samisha, thank you for your time.
No worries.